Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Rebel Room post-game edition. Ryan Green, Ray Brewer, here to discuss UNLV's 60-50 victory on Tuesday night over Air Force at the Thomas and Mack Center. A lot to talk about here, and we haven't had a Rebel Room since the last home game, which was a loss to Utah. A lot has happened since then. UNLV goes on the road, gets two nice wins in environments that were a little tougher than expected against opponents that were a little tougher than many people expected, again, at Colorado State and TCU. So UNLV comes home, gets its third consecutive win, but it comes at a price. UNLV went 60-50. Air Force doing what it does best. They no matter how bad they are, no matter how many consecutive games they've lost in conference play, they do a good job of slowing UNLV down. And they did it again tonight, led at the half. UNLV woke up in the second half. But the first thing we want to get to, Derek Jasper, UNLV's junior guard, the Kentucky transfer, goes down with a left knee injury in the first half. Did not look good. He was he had tears welling up in his eyes as he was exiting the floor with the assistance of Dave Tomchek and Jason Cabo. This is the guy didn't have huge numbers, Ray, this year, about six, seven points a game, 5-6 rebounds, was developing into a very good rebounder for this team, about three, four assists. But a guy who did a little bit of everything, and a guy who, in this rotation, is very hard to replace.
Yeah, agreed. Same left knee that he'd injured at Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And he had, especially I remember I'm watching the TCU game on TV on Saturday, and I sent you a text. I'm like, where's this Derek Jasper? I think he had maybe an alley-oop dunk from Oscar against TCU, and he'd really come on of late. And obviously, the question that looms is how long is he going to be out? Who's going to step in and take his place? What's it going to do to the rotation? But it's tough to replace a guy like Derek Jasper, who, at least in my opinion, doesn't always necessarily fill up the box score. But what he does is he's just a crucial part of the offense. He really facilitates things well. For his size, great passer, always looking to get other folks involved, and obviously a huge blow for UNLV. Where do they go from here, I guess, will come when we find out how long will Derek be gone.
Yeah, and we're going to discuss later in the show some potential guys to fill those minutes, because Derek had been playing a lot of minutes of late. He'd played 13 of the 18 first half minutes to the point where he got knocked out. And at that point, he had 3 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and was playing very well. And, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. The play he went down on, it was Matt Shaw took a charge against Tom Pfau on the defensive end for the Rebels, and just a freak thing, as Lon Kruger put it, and there's no better way to put it. Shaw fell right into Jasper's knee, which, of course, he had that microfracture surgery on in the spring of, I believe it was 2008, it never fully healed. He came back and played as a sophomore at Kentucky on it, a leg that at one point last year he said was at about 10-15% of its full strength. Came back and played maybe sooner than he should have. He got it back to pretty close to full strength this year, and boy, it's really tough to see him go down like that. It's diagnosed right now as a left knee sprain. We don't know how serious it is. It might only be a sprain, might only be a hyperextension. Teammates obviously very concerned for him. Hope it's nothing big. But, UNLV responded in that second half. Let's talk about that first. Kendall Wallace starts in Derek Jasper's place to start the second half. And, does what he does best. He busts up zone defenses and he shoots threes. He didn't hit any in the first half. Hit 4 right off the bat in the second.
Yeah, Ryan. UNLV at one point, I think with like 3 minutes to play in the first half, they're down by 9. Next thing you know, they're up by 6 points in the second half. And Kendall Wallace.
It's amazing what three-pointers will do, yeah, huh?
Kendall Wallace, every time he touches the ball, Ryan, the whole arena is just filled with excitement. It started with the New Mexico game at the Pit when he hit the 7 threes and, carried over. I mean, every time that he touches the ball, He's a threat to hit. 4 of 10 tonight from long range, but it was the 4 second half 3-pointers, I think within 6 or 7 minutes of each other, changed the landscape of the game. It got UNLV rolling, and that's what obviously the Rebels needed. It's each game, who's going to step up? Well, tonight they were down, you know, couldn't find lowest scoring first half of the season, couldn't get any offense working, didn't hit a three in the first half, and then all of a sudden Kendall, bam, and he changes the game like that. And that's what a good shooter does, and that's what I think he's provided for this team. I know we talked in previous podcasts about, you know, who's going to be that third guy who steps up, and I think, you know, Jasper was probably the ideal candidate for that. And I don't think Wallace will ever be a legit third scorer, but he's the type of guy, if you could get him an open look, if you could, you know, design a player to his way, he could flip a game just like that. And we watched it at New Mexico and tonight against Air Force.
Yeah, and no team has a guy who's going to hit four or five threes a game. I mean, no team does. But every team has a guy who is capable of doing that. And, you know, look, if Kendall Wallace does that three, four, five times a season, you know, he's done his job for you. And we can already think of three times, twice in conference play. You look at the New Mexico game, you look at tonight, where he's stepped up and done that. And you got to have that guy. And, I mean, granted, there's going to be games where he goes 1-for-6 from deep, but, you know, you got to take the good with the bad.
Agreed. And his play kind of sparked everybody else. Oscar Belfield, 10 assists, a career best for him, 9 of those in the second half.
And no turnovers.
And no turnovers. Night and day for UNLV, 21 points in the first half. He totally had no answers for Air Force's patient attack, grinded out. UNLV only with 4 steals, so Air Force was taking good care of the ball. And then, bam, something clicks. You know, Kendall, Oscar, great second half for UNLV. And moving forward, the good news is, yes, Derek Jasper's out, but UNLV doesn't play on Saturday. They're going to get plenty of practice time to toy with the new rotation, to get some more folks involved, to try to find out what works and to have an adjustment. Go to Wyoming on Wednesday for a big road game. Every game in this league is big on the road.
And what else stood out for you? I mean, obviously, you know, Chase Stanback showing that confidence. Again, he had 12 points, 4 rebounds. Trayvon Willis led the Rebels with 13 points, had 6 turnovers. But, yeah, I mean, it was a... It was not a pretty game with a lot of flow.
I think we just set a Rebel Room podcast record. We mentioned Trayvon Willis, I think, in the 7th minute. That's the latest we've mentioned his name in a podcast this year. It's amazing. I mean, obviously, the heart and soul of the team, the league player of the week, you know, averaging, 20-some points a game in league play, including 30 against TCU. And he leads game-high 13 points, but kind of ho-hum, you know, didn't really stand out tonight, but still got the job done, hit a big three with under a minute to play, obviously, to kind of put the nail in the coffin, as they say. And I guess, you know, obviously not a pretty win, but, you know, when you got your big two, Stanback and Willis, you know, leading the way, and Oscar taking good care of the ball, and you know, Kendall hitting his threes and everybody else kind of plugging in. You ask what stands out. Masamba, his second game back in the starting lineup, scores UNLV's first 3 buckets. He's got a quick 6 points. Looked very confident with the ball. Early in the season, maybe not as confident. Good job by Kruger, taking him out of the starting lineup, letting him see a perspective from the bench, coming in, filling the spots. Now all of a sudden he's back in the starting lineup, has a ton of confidence, is playing very aggressive. And I think he has the potential to turn into a great big man. I know a lot of folks are down on him, but he's put in the work. He lost the weight in the offseason. He's playing with this. I'm very impressed with him.
In the last 2 games, 14 points on 7 of 7 shooting. Has not missed a shot since he was made a starter.
Shoot some high-percentage shots, though. Those little quick lay-ins and the dunkarooskies that everybody
loves.
Hey,
you know what? And his first 2 buckets were, you know, layups off of great feeds from Willis and Jasper and Belfield, which set him up easy. But that third one, I mean, he applied a nice spin move, went underneath. It was a nice move.
And he wants the ball. That's the thing.
He's calling for it a lot.
He's calling for it a lot. Which, if, you know, in some games it seems like UNLV's got 4 guys around the 3-point arc and 1 guy on the inside. So anybody wanting the ball close to the basket, it should get rewarded with at least a touch. So the other thing, team thinks that UNLV is going to try to do something on the inside.
Yeah. Well, as you said, UNLV off for 8 days now. 17-4 overall, 5-2 in league. Very respectable record all around for the Rebels right now. Air Force, 8-11. 0-6, 22 consecutive losses in the Mountain West. Things not getting better any sooner, but you know, let's spin it forward a little bit. UNLV goes to Wyoming next week.
Tough arena to play. And,
yeah, a lot of altitude, 7,200 feet above sea level, if I'm correct. The week after, or then they come home for back-to-back tough home games against BYU and New Mexico as that that conference schedule resets. Now, Derek Jasper, diagnosed with a sprained left knee, going to have more tests and evaluation done on Wednesday morning. We'll know more then. But for the time being, let's assume at the very least, you know, he's going to miss a game or two because, you'd have to think so. What direction do you see them going with the minutes? Because obviously it takes a guy out of the rotation who was just starting to find his groove, had 22 offensive rebounds the last three games. Do you go with another big man in there with the Matt Shaw or a Darius Santee who's played very well of late? Do you go with, is an Anthony Marshall ready to pick up more minutes? Is a Justin Hawkins looking more ready to pick up extra minutes? Is Kendall Wallace reliable enough all around to get extra minutes? I mean, you're Lon Kruger. What do you want to do?
Well, I think Kendall's obviously going to get a little more run. He won't be in the starting lineup. I think he's perfect coming off the bench and getting his feel and getting his shot going on. I like Anthony Marshall. His one weakness is that, well, defensively he's still coming along, but he just does not play offensively with confidence in his shot, and that's something you need out there to start with. So I think you go with Matt Shaw. He's got a great inside-out game. UNLV obviously could use more of a presence on the inside, and if Belfield's playing the way he does, Wills continues to tear it up, maybe you don't need that third guard in the lineup, and you could go back to the more traditional two-guard, two-forward, and center lineup. You know, if Masamba continues to play like he does, you know Shaw could, you know, step in and out. He's always, you know, candidate to take the three and make it. I'd say move Shaw into the starting lineup, you know, give Wallace a few extra minutes, and this is an opportunity maybe for Anthony Marshall to show how he's progressed.
Yeah, absolutely. I like the Marshall call. You know, the defensive end is, I think, like you said, where a lot of people are having a little bit of a concern and, you know, in a pinch. Is he, you know, he hasn't, look at this too. When he's come in and played off the bench, he's played off the ball quite a bit. Or, I mean, he's played on the ball. He's basically been their backup point guard behind Oscar Belfield. Is he ready to come in and be an effective two guard or a swingman? Does he have that presence?
Well, see, that's the problem. You know, part of being that two guard is being able to make the three or being able to have some kind of presence in that 18, you know, foot jump shot range, and that's something he just doesn't have. Mm-hmm. You know,
he does somewhere in there.
It's somewhere, and I saw it when he played at Mojave, and you know, obviously when he played on the Las Vegas Prospects AAU team, he was great. But right now, he just doesn't have confidence in the shot. Still, only one 3-pointer made. I think he's 1 for 23 career,
something like that. Yeah,
and that's just not, you know, you're in the heart of league play. You know, wins are going to be tough to come by, especially on the road, and BYU coming here. Obviously, the biggest game of the year next Saturday against BYU, who's now 10th nationally, first team in the nation with 20 wins. Mm-hmm. Very impressive for the league, and that game is going to be absolutely crazy. Got to get through the Wyoming game first, and I think Matt Shaw only played 9 minutes tonight. 2 of 2, 1 rebound.
Had 9 on Saturday also.
Not 9 on Saturday. Is he's a guy who can give you 20-plus minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the thing with this lineup and this team is that, you know, one day somebody like Kendall will play 22 minutes and have 12 points. Next day he might only play 9 minutes.
Yep.
I think Coach Kruger does a good job. They're 17-4. And finding the player who on that specific night is meshing well, is blending in, is feeling it. And to the fellas' credit, nobody complains. They're all ready to rock and roll when called upon. And, you know, one night Matt Shaw might get 9 minutes. The next night he might get 22 and drain a three on a pick and pop. Whatever it may be, I think it's a balanced effort. I mean, even the freshman Justin Hawkins, who, you know, granted at times might be a little lost out there, has shown great signs of improvement. Had a great game at Colorado State. Is taking the ball to the basket, I think, with some confidence, and is a guy who is continuing to progress. You see the improvements he's made, and he's a guy that you could stick in there and get some quality minutes.
See, and I would not be surprised to see Hawkins and Marshall kind of split those extended minutes. Like you said, you know, Derek's averaging, what, about 20, 25 minutes a game, a lot more in conference play. You know, you see maybe Kendall get five more games, see, you know, Anthony, Justin get five more games. And obviously things are going to be fluid and things are going to change, and that's Kruger's way of keeping guys competitive for minutes. But, you know, it's good to know, I guess, if you're a UNLV fan, that you have options. You know, it's not like, I mean, look, losing Derek Jasper, if it's for two games, if it's for a game, if it's for the season, you know, it's going to sting a little bit, but it's not going to sink you.
Yeah, but, I mean, no doubt about it, it's a blow. He's a guy who, you know, UNLV's counted upon all year to provide that, you know, big game experience. You know, he's been there. He played at Kentucky. You know, he's a guy who is supposed to be one of the big three for UNLV. Mm-hmm. And he's a guy who looked so great the last two games against Colorado State and TCU. I really thought that he was going to break through. And, you know, it's all up in the air. It's, you know, wait, let's get that MRI tomorrow. We'll obviously be anxious to hear the results.
And we're going to keep you posted the rest of the week on everything developing here at LasVegasSun.com/Rebels with everything with this team. They got a day off tomorrow from work, which is probably much needed, but they will be back at it Thursday, as will we. Ray, any final comments as we put this one in the books?
I am 100% glad that Steve Jones was not the player who Jasper ran into and that it was Matt Shaw.
Can you only imagine people's reactions?
They would have been absolutely ridiculous.
As unfair as they've been already.
I know, oh, I know we close off every week trying to stick up for this kid. But, folks, keep the boo birds at home. I don't think he's killing UNLV quite yet.
And I don't think he's going to at any point.
Well, there you go.
I just don't see it. But anyway, for Ray Brewer, this is Ryan Green. This has been the Rebel Room Postgame Edition. Thanks for tuning in. We will talk to you next week. Big week for UNLV. We'll talk to you then. Take care. Bye-bye.